Hi, I'm Larry Gregory. I'm here at Microsoft BizSpark Incubation Week with Take Comics. I'm joined by Tani and Kevin. Thanks very much for joining me.
Thanks. Pleasure.
So let's start. Tell us a little bit about what Take Comics is. I know it's something really unique. I love it.
Yeah, so Take Comics is basically the iTunes of comics. We provide digital comics on a wide range of platforms, so PC, Mac, iPhone, Google Android. And we do everything from the initial conversion of the comic right through to the ability to buy the comic on the iTunes style store. It's all visual and extremely exciting stuff.
Great. And who's the target audience for this?
So we work closely with the publishers, and we make sure that it's a zero-cost solution for the publishers, so they do no work, and we charge them nothing to do the initial conversion. And then we translate the comics for them and put them on the store, where we target two main consumers. The first being group of consumers being new to comics, so people who have went to see the new Wolverine movie, interested in the character and interested in learning about comics. So they come in, put in the movie taste, the music taste, and we suggest comics to them that they might enjoy, and provide ways to access the entire history of a character and get in depth and get immersed in the universe.
Okay.
And then we also focus on casual comic book fans, people who like to read comics, enjoy the book, but want to explore the back issues and finally have access to all the books they wish they could read in paper-based but can't, so we provide them in a digital format that they can enjoy.
Great. So if I kind of replay it, it sounds like there's a group that like comics, they get access to the current issues because they're in a store, but then they need to go find the older ones because they are suddenly interested in that series, right?
Yeah.
And as well, you're reaching new people that may not have been into comics before, but because you've brought a new media format for them to interact with, and you can reach them through the internet, that's a much more new audience, essentially, to grow the whole comic industry, right?
Yeah, so we're looking to grow the comic industry. We know the hardcore fans will always buy the print base, but we're hoping they'll buy the digital and issues that they couldn't get elsewhere as well using our system, and just expanding the comic book market as a whole, making it a lot more accessible and a lot more give users the ability to go back and find new books and new properties and enjoy the whole world of comics, not just Spider-Man and Batman, which is the main two that are at the moment.
Yeah. Very nice. So Tani, tell us about the technology. What's under the covers?
Well, the back-end system is completely Microsoft stuff. We use SQL Server 2005. All the layers are in C# and Bang's language and that. And right now we're trying out Azure, see what that can do for us. And as for the front end, this week we've pretty much built a reader in WPF and using the Windows 7 touch capabilities, which are been very, very nice to play with.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So the idea would be that someone can kind of zoom in on part of the frame?
Yeah, yeah. You get this a feature where you can just like adjust the way you just like mouse through the bullet mouse through, but like touch through the page and that.
Yeah.
And there's like a zoom feature so you can zoom in the panels to get right close to the detail. And we have like basically touch features where we can just put them on the system to go through the panels, go through the pages and things like that.
Great. So it's exciting. You're actually kind of you're reaching into a new audience. You're kind of breaking into a new audience and using a new interface that may appeal to them, especially since people that are growing up with technology, they're more comfortable with new ways of interacting with it. So that part of it is really exciting. Based on the just a few days you've been here at Incubation Week, you've been getting some training, you've been applying it hands-on. Is there anything that you would kind of share with others that are watching in terms of what you learned?
Just dive in. I mean, the worst that will happen is it doesn't work, but you're more likely to get some sorted, and there's great help out there. There's lots of examples, so it's definitely worth
trying. Was there anything in particular, aside from multi-touch, that caught your eye this week?
That caught my eye. The Windows 7, the taskbar integration, that's something that looked quite nice. Yeah.
I've been just super impressed with Blend. So I'm completely Adobe-based designer, and we do everything in Flash and Flex. We've got a current Air application, so this is the first time we've been using Microsoft for the front end. So now we can using Blend, I can go in and I can edit templates faster than I could with Air and Flex. And over 3 days, we've built a product with a bunch of other people, including a team from Vertigo. That's just light years ahead of the Air application that we've currently got, and we built that in 3 days, and it's took us months of time to do it in Air. So it's been extremely good.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for joining us at Incubation Week.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah, so So here the user's opened up a comic book, and as you can see, it's pixel perfect, and this is pixel perfect on any device. When the user's ready, they can swipe to move through pages, or in this case, touch the arrow to move to the next panel. Each panel comes out one by one, or in groups depending on the layout of the story, or the actual content of the artwork. When the user gets to a panel where they want a lot more information about the areas or about the characters, the user can touch and get a context-sensitive menu. So if they touch on the character, it brings up a profile about who the character is, and they can go in and read about the entire history of the character themselves. If the user is more interested, they can view issues and see all the key story events within that character's history. So they can buy each individual issue, or they can buy the entire collection with one click. If the user wants to find something about a location, they can also bring up a context-sensitive menu, and it can bring up various different options, including Wikipedia, see the entire story about the location, find out more information about it. They can view a live Twitter feed of the actual location, see what's going on, and they can see that there's a hotel special offer there, so they might want to go visit the actual place, in which case they can find out where it actually is. By hitting the Bing Maps and get a live map there, they can share this information with friends, save it as a JPEG, or email it to other people. And then just continue on through the book and enjoy the story. We also include bonus features. So here you can see a panel layout which is bright and colourful, but we give the user the ability to see the sketches below. So here they can rub out the colour and actually see the original artwork without the colour. And reveal the sketches for that. So that's a general overview of Take Comics.